We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
What's happening?
Whatever.
Is that an iPad that looks like a laptop?
Isn't it cool?
Is that new? It's huge.
So this is the iPad.
It's gigantic.
And then it's the biggest one. And then you buy the...
So it's basically keyboard. A laptop is basically what it is. Like, what's why is that better than having a laptop?
I'd say it's better. I just happen to be an iPad person, so I like my iPad. I like a tablet. But, I mean, effectively, you have the great keyboard, and you're doing the same thing.
Yeah, I used to have one, but it was much smaller than that.
Well, because they've come out, you know, I think in maybe 5 or 6 years ago, they started making them in, like, those two different bigger sizes, and now they're...
It's
even
huge.
Bigger.
I mean, it looks like a laptop.
Okay, you said it twice.
Yeah. It's gigantic. What's going on? What's happening?
Happy that it's March and almost April.
Yeah, although the weather
I do not like winter.
You're done.
I'm Greek, and I don't like the winter.
Yeah.
But on Monday, I was up at the state capitol because it was Greek Independence Day to celebrate Greeks' independence from the Ottoman Empire.
Wow.
I'm very proud of.
As
March 25th.
Be. I mean, that's the one thing that we don't discuss. I mean, the cultural element of, like, America from you goes, like, you had your thing you did, and then you just had St. Patrick's Day. You know what I mean? Like, the stuff like that is still great in this country. And I remember going to the Greek Festival in Hartford when we lived in Hartford, and it's so much fun, and how proud our friends of Greek ancestry are. So you were at the Capitol. I'm curious. You look at all this conversation about spending money and not spending money, and you're like, what we did in 2017 was really good. I mean, are you worried that they're going to try to work around it?
I worry every day that they're going to try and work around it. Because in 2017, 2018, when we did this Republican common sense budget, the reason we did it was because there were a close amount of Republicans and Democrats in the House and the Senate. So we were really able to negotiate something and not just be bowled over because there were so many more Democrats than Republicans. And that served Connecticut well.
Yeah.
You know, when you have you have one party that it has so much more control than the other because there's more of them elected, that doesn't serve the state well or wherever you're from. And that's, you know, that's where we are. And that's why we have all these great financial controls in the state that allowed us to start paying our pension down, that allowed us to have responsible budgeting like you do in your home, right? I mean, you know, you make X amount of dollars.
Yeah.
If you spend more than that money, then you're going to have a problem.
Do you think that some social services suffer more than they should because of it? That's one argument. This
right.
An education. It's one argument that has been an unintended consequence.
I think there's always things that will suffer. But we have to remember, it's a balancing act. Everything, budgeting is a balancing act, whether it's in your home or on the state level. You have to figure out what your priorities are and make sure you give them the money they need. That doesn't mean it's all the money they want, but the funding them the best way you can fund them. But let's just remember something. Our pensions have been historically underfunded in this state for years. And what is going to happen at some point or the other, whether it's today, whether it was in 2017, or whether it's in 2047, those nonprofits that are saying they're getting underfunded are not going to be funded at all at some point.
Right.
All right.
Let's put a pin in that. We'll actually talk to Jeff Sonnenfeld about the pension stuff. We're here with Themis Claridis, Republican House leader for a long time, former U.S. Senate candidate. You talked about the the disparity in the party at the state capitol, and it's something I talk about all the time, that just competitive government's better. And right now, I mean, obviously the governor, he's a Democrat, but he you know, honestly, especially fiscally, he leans right of center on a bunch of stuff, but he's a Democrat. The congressional delegation is all Democrat, and the House and the Senate are dominated by Democrats. And that's why I wanted to bring up, since we don't have a ton of time, I might as well get right to it, the 5th. And, you know, we had George Logan on 2 weeks ago. We had Jahana Hayes on earlier this week. The Current picked it up. You know, there's a bunch of stuff said on the Tom Dutchick show on Sunday, and you know, she's dropping the gloves and ready to fight here for her seat. And Logan is in a much better position in the sense that he, you know, Stefanowski got beat pretty good, and that dragged him down a little bit. Now he's got an unpopular president in the other party, and so he's in a little better position. What's your view on this race?
I mean, listen, we all know it's going to be a close race. It was a close race last time. I think a few things. I think Jahana Hayes wasn't as prepared for that race last time as she is this time. She's had 2 years to prepare for that, and her committees and her PACs down in Washington know it. You know, I don't think they took it as seriously last time as they should have.
And she's distanced herself from the quote-unquote squad quite a bit.
Right. Secondly, Bob Stefanowski isn't on the ballot, which is obviously a good thing for George. The problem is Donald Trump will be on the ballot, which is not going to be a good thing, because that particular district is, even though it is more conservative than some of the other congressional
Trump
districts.
Trump carried that district,
but
think.
But we are in a different place now. Like, we are in a different place right now. And I think it's a concern. And I think, and I know down in Washington, they're very concerned about it. I mean, I know they are. And so that's another kind of data point to look at.
Well, here's my pushback, is that you're saying that the negative on Trump in the 5th outweighs the negative on Biden. Because the Republicans look at it as an opportunity. Their cost-benefit analysis disagrees with you.
I didn't say it outweighs Biden. I said that's one of the data points that they're looking at in this election. When you look at what the pros and the cons are for her and for him, that's one of the things you have to look at. Because we're in a place where, yes, I mean, and I think I've said this to you before, you know, this is the greatest country in the world, yet we have these two candidates that are, I will just say, to try and be nice, not the A-list.
Yeah.
And not the A-team. And they both have very serious flaws. And I think this election is going to come down to whose flaws you think are worse.
So if you were the candidate, this is really what I want to get to, and I think this is what the audience would want to hear, is I asked him twice if he would support Trump, and he equivocated. And Hayes jumped on that, right? Mm-hmm. Would you, if you were in that position, just embrace the Republican nominee and own it? Or would you continue to equivocate all the way through?
No, I mean, I think Trump is going to lose Connecticut by more than Bob lost.
Okay.
So you started this conversation.
But that's statewide. We're talking about a district.
I know that, but it's a small state, and this stuff trickles down oftentimes. So if you look at, that's what we first started with here. If, you know, Bob hurt him, and now he doesn't have that. But Trump is going to lose by a lot more than Bob lost, and that's the problem. So I think if I'm the candidate, I just keep focusing on why I'm better, because what she's done for this country isn't good.
And you just,
that's what I focus on.
Every time you're asked, are you going to support Donald Trump if he's the nominee, you say, if you were in that position.
Listen, I've answered this question 8 million times before.
I
say, listen, I'm running because I believe that I am the best candidate for the 5th Congressional District, and I will do the best things for the people.
But you said in the past you weren't going to vote for him, so that's different, right? You said you're not
going to
vote.
But you're asking me what I would say
if
I were
in
his shoes.
If you were running the 5th, and that's what you would say.
That's what I would say.
Listen, we're talking with Emma Sklar. I appreciate that conversation because it's fascinating to me how that – I want to know how the voters view it. You know, I wonder if we should do some sort of town hall-y type thing in the 5th, mm-hmm. right, and just get like 10 R's and 10 D's and see what they say. It would be pretty fascinating.
But Brian, I think you also have to remember, I mean, we have a very polarizing political climate right now in this country, in the state. Mm-hmm. And so you have people that say, I love Trump. If you don't love Trump, then I don't love you. There are people that say, I love Biden. If you don't love Biden, I don't love you. And then there's the majority in the middle. that are like, well, you know, I'm a Republican and I like him, but I realize he has serious flaws, but I just want to know what you're going to do for me.
Right.
And that's what I believe. I'm running for an office. I'm running for a particular district. Here's why I think the incumbent has not done the job you elected her to do and why I can do a better job.
So this is the other thing. We're talking with Themis Claridis, longtime Republican leader in the House and former U.S. Senate candidate here on Brian and Company. Tell me what you think of this sort of theory. I'm obviously pretty obsessed with national politics this time around, and I think that it's shifted from a Democratic advantage on the issue of a woman's right to choose to a Republican advantage on immigration. I feel like the immigration somehow is now drowned out that other issue, and it seems obviously that the Republicans are going to do what they can to keep that issue at the top of the list. What's your opinion?
I think that
selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Immigration has certainly picked up a lot of momentum in this country, and what I've noticed is it's picked up momentum with Democrats. Right. When you hear a Democrat elected, before it was like the Republicans talk about immigration and the Democrats talk about, choice issues. And now that's a lot more commingled. Even, you know, Joe Biden is saying we need to do something on the border. Well, why haven't you done anything? But the other argument is last five presidents haven't done anything either, Republican and Democrat,
Correct. Because
Congress can't get it together and everybody wants all of what they want instead of saying we need to make it safe to live in this country. And we believe in as much legal immigration as we can. But what's going on now is not legal immigration. All our parents and grandparents and great grandparents got here somehow. And that's part of what makes this country great. But there's a problem and we need to fix it. But I do think, though, that the abortion issue is still a strong issue, particularly in, you know, Attorney General Tong did a press conference yesterday where a lot of legislators and people were there about this whole Supreme Court heard the Mifepristone case yesterday.
But I think it's a big issue in states that are already blue, right? So it's not I don't know if it's a swing vote in a purple state or a red state.
I don't agree with that. I think that there are, and I'm blanking right now on which state it was a few months ago that had a referendum, and it was a very conservative state that said that they didn't think abortion should be illegal. I just can't remember which one it was. And that was surprising to me because that was a pretty conservative state. It was by no means a liberal state, and they still believed that they shouldn't be banning abortion. So when you start trying to eat away at it, I mean, in Connecticut, 64% of abortions are done with medicine as opposed to surgery. You know, to oversimplify it.
I mean, so the Democrat
and you want to just you're just going to undermine the whole thing and then say, okay, it's still legal, but you just can't get one.
In some ways, you know. Biden, if you were a Democrat, should just do anything he can to look like stronger on the border.
Yes.
And then push this
every
issue.
Day.
Yeah.
If I were him, every day I would be doing that.
Yeah, but he's not. I mean, it's strange. I don't know who's advising him or who's making the calls, but it's so easy to see what needs to be done. We had a listener ask a question for you real quick. We only have about a minute here. Do you think RFK Jr. will steal enough votes to make a difference here, and who will he hurt?
I think he very well could, but let's remember it's not just RFK Jr. There's a couple other people in the race too, Stein and Cornel West.
Right.
But remember, if it's going to be a close race, every vote counts.
Right.
And
2% is nothing, but it could sway.
Make a difference on who's the president for the next 4 years.
Who does it help?
So any of those people are going to take votes away from somebody. I think RFK Jr. will take votes away from Trump. Because of the vaccine issue,
you know they're trying to paint him now as a far left liberal. Like they're trying to work that messaging away from that. I don't know.
I just think that he's most known for his anti-vaccination stance. Those people are mostly Republicans, so I think that there might be people that go in that direction. Hmm. Although I think it would have really helped him having Aaron Rodgers as his VP because. I mean, don't you think, though, here's the thing. If you're RFK Jr., okay, you're RFK. People know you're Kennedy. I mean, you have name ID. But putting somebody else on the ticket that's going to get attention sure. and get people excited would be the point. This woman that he picked, nobody knows who she
sure.
is.
I don't think it was an RFK issue. I think it was a Rogers issue.
Right.
I don't
it was
think
probably a Woody Johnson issue.
Yeah, well, they signed Mike Williams and then Aaron says, okay, I'm staying.
He's a Trump guy because he's a Trump guy. You know, I wonder how that conversation went.
Interesting. We're back here with Themis Claridis. As we like to visit with Themis from time to time. You drink 90 ounces of water a day?
I do.
How do you do that? What did Mark say? Mark said he drank... Matt, did you hear what he said? It was like 140? That's insane.
Well, he weighs more than me, so...
Yeah, but still, what do? 90 to 100 a day, and you count it? I don't think I drink more than 40.
But that's why you need like a 40 or 50 ounce water bottle, so you only have to fill it twice a day.
What do you? Where's your vat?
I just grabbed this because I was
keg of water?
Running out. I have literally.
She's fancy.
I have literally like 50 water bottles. I'm like obsessed. Every time a new color comes out, I get it, and I'm not allowed
should
any
I be
more
drinking
water
more,
bottles.
Should I be drinking more?
Yes, I think some people. Well, you say you only drink. That 30-ounce bottle and
or that,
what even that whatever that is all day long. Yeah. No, I mean there's all different arguments that some people drink too much water and it can be a thing.
Is it an appetite suppressant or you think it makes your skin better or is it good for weight?
I mean, hydration is just good for your body. I mean, just your whole system. It's good for your skin. It's good for everything. But it flushes you out. You know,
90
it's
ounces.
All the bad stuff out.
I mean, and you don't go to the bathroom every 10
of
minutes?
Of course, no. But I go out pretty often. I try and, you know what it is? Because so many years I've been driving around the state being in politics
that
I have PTSD over like being in a car. Like if you know it's going to take you a half an hour to get from point A to point B and then there's traffic. So it could take an hour. You're like, oh, I didn't time that in when I drank that 16 ounces half hour ago. So I try and time it if I know I'm going to be in the car. Like I won't drink as much if I know I'm going to be in the car longer.
And there's definitely a double standard about. If you see a dude peeing on the side of the road, you're like, okay. If you saw a woman doing it, you'd be like, there's a, you know what I mean? Like, it would be a different.
She'd have to go.
My goodness. And that's not being sexist. I think most people would say, like, it's a different, but it should be equal opportunity. But
it should be, but
not.
Our country still has sexist remnants because it's not okay for a girl to do it.
Oh, my goodness. Well, how did we get there? listen, did you want to say anything about, like, I mean, obviously this Baltimore ship thing is kind of nuts. And now there's some people on the fringes, the conspiracy theorists think it's some sort of terrorist act, although no one says there's any credible evidence that was the case. But I don't know, like it's kind of amazing how I don't think it's a terrorist act, but I still marvel at all. Like there's so many soft targets in this world for anything. Like anything can happen anywhere at any time. I never think about it that way, but it's really true.
I mean, I think in this day and age, you can't not think about it, right? So I think they're going to do the investigation. We've seen in the past in situations like this, it takes a long time to get the investigation complete. At this point, there's no evidence that it is, but they have to fully investigate.
It's
sad in 2024 that we, every time anything happens, that enters our mind because sadly, it's a reality we have now.
Yeah. Yeah, it's tough. We're talking with Themis Claridis, Republican House leader for a long time. How many years did you serve in the House?
I was 22 years and I was leader for 6.
And obviously you ran for Senate, and now that's sort of how the two of us initially got connected. I know you're a Trinity fan. They fell short in hoops and hockey. Are you UConn at all? Into it at all?
Fell short of the national championship. Let's not diminish.
Yes. No, it's, I mean,
okay,
yes.
National championship.
In both basketball
okay,
and hockey.
So stop it.
No, I know. But I mean, the basketball
team. I'm a
huge
UConn fan.
I felt the basketball team, I was surprised. I didn't think hockey was that good.
Yeah, they've been good for a while.
But the basketball team, a lot of people expected them to win the whole thing. They lost to a team called Trine, which I'd never heard of. And I thought it was, when I first looked it up, I thought it was short for Trinity. So I got all confused. I didn't really know what was going on.
Politically, no, big UConn fan. Go UConn. I watch all the games. I was actually thinking of going
to Boston?
But it just, it's hard with Easter week and American Easter week, of course.
Yeah, you do both
Not
Easters.
Not Greek Orthodox Easter week.
So you're a double Easter household.
I'm a double Easter. So what do you think about the Shohei Ohtani?
Okay, thing? So I don't know. And obviously someone's lying because the story changed. The one thing, I'm inclined to be like, okay, he was forceful in saying this. It all hinges on one thing. Is it how does a $4.5 million get out of your account and you don't know about it? Like that doesn't, even if you're making $700 million, which he hasn't made yet, and actually he's making very little on an annual basis now, that's bullcrap. There's no way you don't know that. So that's the thing that makes me very skeptical about what he's saying.
I agree with you, and I don't understand how an interpreter has access that kind
to
of
a bank account.
That kind of that's where I'm stuck. Like I agree with you, but he obviously has lawyers and accountants and managers and all these people that are managing his stuff. How the interpreter who just goes out there and interprets what he says somehow has any access to his finances is beyond me. And I think that's a question that needs to be
Although
answered.
Although you don't forget, and you can chime in, Matt, if you want to. Like Shohei's still a young man, and maybe he kept his password somewhere on a hard copy, or maybe, like, you don't know what he shared with this guy. They spent a ton of time together.
I know, but I also, and again, we're all speculating here, right? So we have no idea, but I find it difficult to believe that he's not being heavily managed.
By other
with
people.
With who he is, and how unique he is, and how valuable he is, and how much money he
what
is.
So you think
that I don't know. I just find, I think that there are serious red flags that need to be answered. I mean, who knows?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not assuming he's a criminal, right?
What's your
right?
take? What's your opinion? You think he bet on it? You think he placed best for this guy?
My gut was that he did not, because he just doesn't seem that type. But listen, people have disappointed us before.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, we've said, oh, so-and-so's so nice. I can't believe they wouldn't do anything bad. And they did. You know, you don't know. I mean, he is young. Back to your point. He's young. You don't know what he got caught up in. Don't know what somebody convinced him to do or not do.
And bad people take advantage of him. Yeah.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.